We do pray that you'll bless us this afternoon.
主啊, 我们祷告,
we thank you for the truth of God. We thank you that you want us to understand it and to live it.
所以我们感谢您呢,您想要我们理解并且去活出来。
And Lord, we agree with you. We want to understand it and live it too.
所以主啊, 我们呢,同意您的说法, 我们也想理解并且活出来。
So teach us this afternoon.
所以今天下午求您教导我们。
Bless Joe and Ann.
请赐福给Joe和Ann。
And Lord, we're thankful that there are other guests. We're happy to come just a little bit late so that we could get the blessing.
所以主要我们非常感恩,但是呢,其他那些宾客呢,他们愿意晚点来,所以我们能够得到这样的福气。
So we give thanks now for all and look to you for your goodness to us this afternoon.
所以我们对为所有的献上感恩呢,就是说呢,期待着您呢,下午啊,对我们的美善。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay, well, the story was kind of like what Harold said, something like that.
所以这个故事呢，基本上Harold所描述的有点类似的。
It's not quite as serious as he made it out to be. We have these same guests every Tuesday night at our house.
Oh.
And they're almost family. They are family, but by marriage.
所以呢,他们基本上都是家人,他们呢,是一家人,他们是通过结婚。
So, my Ann and I's son, Matthew, married their daughter, Carly.
所以呢,我和Ann的那个儿子Matthew呢,跟他的女儿Carly结婚了。
So, I'm not sure exactly what the proper term is, how they're related to us. I think that we'd call them in-laws.
我不知道呢,就是说是正确的称呼对他们来说和我们的关系是什么样的。我们基本上说呢,这个相当于是那个就是法律上的关系。
Yeah, they are believers, they both know the Lord.
他们呢是信徒,他们都认识主。
And they are in fellowship at the Bible chapel we attend in Pembroke.
他们在Pembroke呢,我们在的那个教会里呢,和我们一起。
And like 16th, we have our prayer meetings on Tuesday night as well.
就像第十六节一样的,我们呢,星期二晚上也有我们教会的祷告会。
But because we live out in the rural area, we don't travel in during the winter months to prayer meeting.
所以呢,因为我们住在偏僻的地区,所以在冬季的时候呢,我们不去教堂参加祷告会。
And because these people live out in the same area we do, they don't travel in either.
所以呢,因为这些人呢,住在跟我们同一个地区,他们呢,也不会开车去教堂。
But we both Zoom to our prayer meeting at the chapel in Pembroke.
所以呢,我们两个呢,都,我们都通过Zoom加入在Pembroke的教堂里的祷告会,通过Zoom。
So on Tuesday nights, they drive about less than 10 minutes, probably about 6 or 8 minutes to our house. We have supper together and we Zoom together as a small part of the congregation.
因为呢,就是在星期二的下午,大概是十几分钟以后,他们会来到我们这里,然后跟我们一起先吃个晚餐,然后我们作为一个小组,通过Zoom参加我们教会的祷告会。
So they usually come about 5 o'clock and we have supper together and we have our prayer meeting at 6:30.
因为通常呢，他们会在5点钟当地时间5点钟来，然后呢，我们吃个晚餐，吃个晚餐呢，我们在6点半参加我们的祷告会，通过 Zoom。
So tonight they're not coming till 5:30. This is the rest of the story.
所以呢，今天呢，他们不会5点半来，这是其他的故事的另一部分。
And we, Ann and I both thank the Lord that we could be of some help to you folks. You're like home folks to us. You're like our assembly, even though we're thousands of kilometers apart.
因为这个里面的你我呢，对，你们对我啊来说呢，都是已经特别的人，就像我们自己的家一样。所以呢，尽管我们远隔千里，但是呢，我们仍然感觉到家人的关怀。
All right, so the rest of the story probably should be that if you want to tell them to come late every Tuesday night, you can come to us every Tuesday night before they come.
所以他说，故事的其他其余的部分，就是说是，如果你告诉他们每个星期二呢都稍微晚点来，那你就可以每个星期二都加入我们这个学习。
So that's a standing invitation.
这是一个标准的邀请。
I plead the fifth at this point.
他说他喜欢他吃他们这样的盛宴。
Okay. Harold asked me after the last session, did I ever get that new screen in my truck?
因为在上一个学期中间呢，哈尔的问我，就是我那个卡车里面那个新的屏幕有没有装上。
With much effort, and with the help of not AI, but of the Lord, I was able to finish the job.
所以呢，就是说我经过的非常大的努力，就是说是，不是那个人工智能帮助了我，而是主帮助了我把那个工作做完了。
I don't know if you have very strict laws about cell phones in your vehicles in Vancouver, but we have very strict laws here in Ontario.
因为他就是说是。我不知道你们在那个温哥华，在你那个车里用手机有没有非常严格的规定，但是在我们安大略这个规定呢，非常的严厉。
So last year, a member in our fellowship at Pembroke got a $700 fine for using his cell phone while he was in his car.
因为这个呢，去年呢，我们在我们教会的一个人呢，他呢就是说是因为他在他的车里使用手机，结果收到了一张700块钱的罚单。
He's very aware, the person that got the fine, he's very aware of the law, and he does not normally use his cell phone, but he picked it up. Only to check the time, he doesn't wear a watch.
所以这个人呢，他呢非常知道这个法律，也非常熟悉。他并不经常的在他的车里使用他的手机。那么这次他被抓到，收到罚单的时候呢，他只是把手机拿出来看看时间，因为他没有戴表。
The policeman saw him with his cell phone in his hand and pulled him over and fined him $700.
所以那个警察呢，看见他在车里拿着手机呢，就把他逼停在路边，然后呢，给了他一张700块钱的罚单。
I do not have a cell phone. What am I looking for here? In my truck, I didn't have any way to have hands-free cell phone, so that's why I was putting in this unit.
所以这个呢，在我车里呢，我没有任何办法，就是说是不用手拿手机去打电话，这就是为什么我要在我的车里装那个屏幕。
And I figured that this unit was several many hundred dollars cheaper than a phone.
你得认为呢，他这里这个屏幕这个装置呢，就是比他那些就是要去使用手机的其他装置要便宜好几百万。
And by the help of God, I have it in there and I've used it several times. So thank the Lord.
因为就是借着神主的帮助，神的帮助，我已经呢就是使用了几次，感谢主。
Okay, let's go to two introductory verses, both in Genesis, first in chapter 2.
Genesis，
Genesis chapter 2.
现在我们要翻到创世纪的第二章，看几节经文。
The first verse we're going to read is verse number 7, Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7.
所以，首先我们要读的经文是《创世纪》第二章第七节。
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生命的气息吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了活的魂。
And now in chapter 3, beginning in verse 17.
因为我们现在来到创世纪第三章，从第十七节开始读。
Chapter 3 of Genesis and verse 17.
创世纪第三章第十七节。
Then to Adam he said, Because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, You shall not eat of it, cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return.
所以刚才他读的十七节到第十九节，创世纪第三章第十七节说，又对亚当说：“你既听从你妻子的声音吃了我吩咐你说不可吃的那树所出的地，必为你的缘故受咒诅，你必终身劳苦，才能从地里得吃的。”第十八节说：“地必给你长出荆棘和蒺藜来，你也要吃田间的菜蔬。”第十九节说：“你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而出的，你本是尘土，仍要归于尘土。”
Man is formed by God out of the dust of the ground.
男人呢是神用尘土地上的尘土造成的。
Now, I'm certainly no scientist or no doctor or no biologist.
我当然呢不是那个科学家，也不是医生，也不是生物学家。
But evidently, science can prove that man is made from dirt.
所以呢，从证据来说，那个科学家可以证明人呢是从尘土造的。
Flesh is made of the same element as the soil which forms the crust of the earth.
你这个里面那个我们肉体的这个元素呢，是和那个我们遍地的那个土壤的元素是一样的。
The Bible has all the answers, and it always tells us the answer of any mysteries that we might have.
因为呢，圣经呢，就是说是有所有的答案。圣经总是告诉我们，有的这样的奥秘的答案。
So science will try to tell us, some scientists will try to tell us that we came from a one cell something and we became a person out of that.
因为科学家总是告诉我们是因为有一个细胞，这有从这个细胞以后呢，我们就形成了我们现在的样子。
We don't need to go very far in the scriptures till we find out that one day God made a man out of dirt.
因为就是我们就说是不用去搜寻圣经，但是知道我们知道圣经里面呢说呢，有一天呢神用尘土造了人。
And when you analyze the body of a person, a human being, you'll find the results is the same elements as dirt.
因为这个里面就是说，如果你去分析人体，那么说你会发现呢，它的人体的元素呢和尘土的元素是一样的。
So you might think we're just dirt.
所以有可能这么说，我们就是尘土，
And that's not true.
但这个不是真的。
God breathed into the dirt.
Amen.
所以呢，神呢，像那个沙尘土里吹了口气。
And man became a living soul.
所以呢，人呢就成了一个活的魂。
No. All of that is was simply to take you to Luke chapter 8.
所有这些呢，都是为了让你翻到路加福音的第八章。
Luke's Gospel, chapter 8.
路加福音第八章。
In the gospel accounts, the Lord Jesus often told stories that he, or the writer says, are parables.
因为在那个新约里，他经常是这样的，那个主呢，经常呢告诉你个故事，或者说是一个比喻。
The word parable is just another word for a story.
所以呢，比喻呢就是故事的另外一个词。
But parables always have not only the story, but the application of the story.
所以呢，就是比喻呢，不仅仅呢是一个故事，通常呢有那个故事可以应用到的事情。
Someone has said, a parable is an earthly story with a spiritual or heavenly meaning.
有些人说呢，比喻呢是地上的故事带着属灵的意义，或者说天上的意义。
So there are several of these parables in Luke's account, but in chapter 8 and in verse number 5 and following, we often refer to this parable as the parable of the sower.
其实在路加福音里面呢，从那个第八章第五节开始呢，这里接下来就好几个比喻。我们通常呢，把这几个故事、几个比喻称之为呢仨种的比喻。
It is an interesting connection with what man is made out of and what the parable tells us about or the theme of the parable.
因为里面非常有意思的是呢，这个比喻呢，它跟人是从哪里被造的，然后和这个故事的意义呢联系起来。
So there are several ways to look at this parable.
也有几种方式来看这些比喻。
Some have said this is a parable of the sower. A farmer went out and sowed his seeds.
因为有些人说呢，这个是农民，他出去呢撒种。
Would I dare suggest you could say this is a parable of soils?
所以呢，就是这个另外呢，就是我可以很大胆的说，这个比喻呢是关于土壤的比喻。
Because the sower sowed his seed in the earth, in the dust of the ground.
因为那个就是撒种者呢，他把那个种子呢撒在那个尘土里，是撒在地上。
And in the parable, there are four types of ground, four types of soil.
所以在这个比喻里面有四种不同类型的地，或者说不同类型的土壤。
The farmer goes out and takes some seed and puts it into the ground.
所以这个农民呢，出去呢，就是带点种子撒在地上。
As the seed enters the ground, various things happen.
所以当那个种子进入土地以后呢，就有几件事情发生了。
The seed responds or reacts to the type of soil that it enters.
因为那个种子呢，它呢，根据它不同的土地或者说不同的土壤，做出不同的反应。
Now, the seed is identified in the story, what the seed is.
所以这个种子在这个故事里已经指出来了，这个种子到底是什么？
Verse 11 says, the parable is this, the seed is the word of God.
第11节说呢，这比喻乃是这样的，种子就是神的道。
It's also interesting to know that the ground is also identified.
所以呢，同样有意思的是呢，这个地呢也指出来了。
And just like there were different types of dust or different types of soil, so are there different types of people who were made from the soil.
也就像有我们有不同的土壤，或者有不同的地一样，我们也有不同的人，他呢是由尘土造出来的。
If you'll notice in verse 5, it does not identify the soil.
所以如果你看第5节的话呢，它并没有指出来那个土壤是什么。
It just calls the soil it.
所以呢，把这个土壤称之为它。
Some fell by the wayside, and that's the seed. Some fell by the wayside, but it is not identified what the wayside is.
所以这个，那抱歉，因为那个意思讲的是种子，不是土壤。那么说这里讲的是落在路旁。
In verse 12, the wayside is identified as a person, not a ground.
因为第12节呢，指出来这个路旁呢，它不是土地，是一个人。
Those, verse 12, by the wayside are they or the ones who hear.
你这个呢，第12节说那些在路旁的，他们就是人听得到的。
So just as Adam was made out of dust of the ground, so the parable talks about people made out of the dust of the ground.
所以就像前面讲的亚当是由地上的尘土造的一样，那么人呢，也是那个地上的尘土造的。
So there were different types of ground, different types of person, but there was only one seed that went in.
这个里面呢有不同的 地有不同的人，那么是只有一类的种子进入。
Now these four types of soil or dust represent how the word of God enters into four types of people.
所以这个不同室内的这样的尘土或者室内的地代表着室内不同的人。
Early in the parable, the four types of soil are spoken of.
所以在这一章的前面呢，就是四种不同的那个土壤呢，已经提到了。Verse
5, the wayside.
第五节是路旁。Verse
6, the rock.
第六节磐石。Verse
7, thorns.
第七节荆棘。
And verse 8, good ground.
第八节,好的土地里。
Now remember, the seed that's going into these types of soils is the Word of God.
要记住,这个种子进入这不同的土地的呢,那个种子是神的道。
Now the Lord Jesus is going to explain what types of soil and what type of person that represents.
然后呢,主耶稣基督呢,开始要解释,就是说是,这是什么样类型的土壤,或者什么样类型的人?
I will remind you that there's also a common theme in this parable.
所以呢,我要提醒大家,在这些比喻里呢,通常存在一些常识。
When the farmer or the sower went out to plant the seed, he threw the seed on the ground.
就像那些农民或者说播种者呢，他出去呢，他就把种子呢撒在地上。
In the interpretation of the parable, the preacher sows the seed of the word of God by preaching.
所以在这个同样的这个比喻里面呢，就是说是那些讲道人呢，通过讲道把神的道的种子撒进人心。I can
prove this to you by verse 12. It says, "By the wayside are the ones who hear."
所以这个里面我可以向大家证明的是第十二节说呢，那些在路旁的就是人听了。
In verse 13, the ones on the rock, when they hear.
第十三节说那些在磐石上的就是人听了。
Verse 14, among the thorns are those when they have heard.
第十四节说落在荆棘里的就是那些人听了。
And in verse 15, the good ground are those who having heard. In every case, the seed is planted in the soil through the ear.
所以这个里面呢，就是第十五节说落在好土地里，就是听了每一个里面每一种情况里面都是讲到的呢。这个种子呢，是通过人的耳朵种进去的。
No wonder verse 18 gives us the key to the parable.
这就不奇怪了。第十八节呢，就是说把这个比喻的那个关键给了我们。Verse
18, therefore take heed how you hear.
第十八节是所以你们应当小心怎样听。Okay.
So let's just think about this in a general way for a moment.
所以呢，让我们来去思考一下这个一个普遍的方式来。The
Great Commission that was given by the Lord Jesus just before he into heaven was what?
所以呢，就是说主耶稣基督赐给在他去到天堂之前赐给他门徒们的大使命是什么？Go
into all the world and preach.
去世界各地讲道。
That is, declare or announce or tell or share.
所以呢，就是说你要去宣传，或者说是通知，或者说是就是说是去告诉，或者说去分享。
The Great Commission was to spread the gospel that all might hear the good news.
所以呢，大使命呢，就是要传播福音，这样呢，所有的人都可以听得到。
Of course, that wasn't the whole story. Those who believed were to be baptized and taught.
所以这个呢，当然呢，这个不是整个的故事。那些相信了的人以后呢，他们要受洗，然后再教导他们。
So you and I become the farmers, if you please.
所以，如果你高兴的话呢，你我呢都是农民。
And we have in our possession a book called the Bible.
所以呢，我们有我们的这样的财产，就称之为圣经，
The Word of God.
就是神的道。
And then we are told in the parable, the seed that we sow is the Word of God.
所以，然后呢，在这个比喻里，我们被告知呢，我们撒的种子呢，就是神的道。
We need to take seriously that our responsibility is not to make the seed grow, but to spread the seed to as many types of soils as possible.
所以这个呢，我们必须呢，非常认真的对待这一点，就是我们的责任，并不是说去让种子生长，我们的责任呢，是把种子撒在不同的地方，我们要尽可能的去撒在不同的土壤里。
Maybe you have tried to plant the Word of God in someone's heart.
所以，也许呢，你已经试过了吧？神的种子呢，就是神的道，撒在某人的那个心里。
Maybe you were disappointed by the results.
你有可能对那个结果呢，很失望。
It is not your responsibility that the result be what you think or what you want it to be.
所以这个并不是你的责任，就是说是这个结果是你想的，或者说你想要它成为的那样的。
It is simply our responsibility to spread the seed, to share the word of God, the gospel.
所以我们简单的责任呢，就是只是说是撒种子，就是说是就是这个是分享神的道。
Depending on how the soil received the seed or how the person heard the word, they are accountable to God.
所以这个呢，就是取决于那个土壤呢，它怎样接受种子，或者说那些听的那些人，他们呢要对神负责任。
Perhaps you have met some of the people that are represented in the parable.
也可能呢，就是说是你碰到一些人呢，在这个比喻里呈现的。
So let's go back for a moment and look at the four types of people that are represented by the soil.
现在让我们回来再看看这个室内不同的人，就是在这里代表的，通过那个撒种的人。
We'll begin reading now in verse 12.
所以我们要从12节开始读。
Those by the wayside are the ones who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved.
第二节，那些在路旁的，就是人听了道，随后魔鬼来，从他们心里把道夺去， 恐怕他们相信了就得救。
The person with the hard heart are the persons who are like the wayside in the field.
其实这些人呢，他们就是说是有那个硬的心，就像是说在路旁。
We learn earlier that the wayside, like the pathway, it's where men walked consistently, and the ground was very, very hard, not like a good ground, but a hard ground.
所以我们在前面学到了这个路旁呢，它其实上是一个小路，小路呢是让人在上面走的，走的，因此呢，这个路呢，它那个面路面呢非常非常的坚硬。
We have a bird feeder outside of our patio window that we can watch the birds.
所以这个呢，我们在我们的那个阳台上呢，有一个那个喂鸟的一个东西，我们可以看呢鸟来吃。
And these birds love that bird feeder, but they make a mess sometimes, and a lot of the seeds fall on the ground below the bird feeder.
所以这些鸟呢，它喜欢那个喂鸟的那个东西，然后呢，但是呢，他们经常那个把那个搞得一团糟，结果呢，很多的那个吃食呢落在土地上。
You think, well, that's great. If some of the seeds fall on the ground, maybe you'll have sunflowers come up.
那这个非常好，因为这些种子呢落在土地上，我们呢可能有一点向日葵会长出来。
The problem is the ground below the bird feeder is not plowed ground. It's not conditioned to receive seeds.
所以呢，不幸的是呢，这个地呢，它非常的硬，它没有被犁过，它的状态呢不适合于接纳种子。
And if I could say the seeds that fall on that ground is easy picking.Because either the birds fly down and get it, or the squirrels get it, or sometimes the big birds, the turkeys come and get it.
对呢，就是说是我认为呢，这个里面呢，就是说是啊，因为那些落在那个土地上的那些种子呢，非常容易被捡去吃了，因为那些飞鸟它会来吃，然后那些鹌鹑也会飞来吃，有时候呢，那些大鸟就像火鸡也会跑来吃了。
So the point of this type of soil is that the soil is not prepared to receive the seed.
所以呢，这个土壤呢，它就是那个内心的土壤，并没有准备好要接受种子。
The pathway is beaten down by man, and it is hard, and the seeds cannot go in the ground.
所以那个小路呢是被人给夯实了的，所以很难呢接受种子。
The seed lays on the surface, and in the parable, the bird of the night, the devil himself comes and takes the seed away.
所以在这个落在路旁的这样的种子，在这个比喻里面呢，就是黑暗的鸟，就是魔鬼他自己来把它给吃了。
In another place, the Bible says the God of this world blinds the minds of them that believe not, so that they might be saved.
所以这个里面有另外一句话说呢，在圣经里说呢，这个世界的王呢，他呢就是把人的眼睛呢，弄瞎了，然后呢，所以他们看不见，所以不能得救。
This ground is too hard. This person is too proud or too uninterested, and the gospel when presented to them.Is just rejected immediately.
所以这样的土壤呢，非常的坚硬。就像这样的人呢，他呢非常的骄傲，对那个圣对那个福音呢，就是说没有什么兴趣。所以当福音呢传给他们的时候呢，他们马上就拒绝了。
It's easy picking to take the gospel away from a hard heart like that.
所以呢，就是说啊，把那个福音呢，从这样的就是非常坚硬的心里夺去呢，是非常容易的。
Let's notice the next type of person in verse 13.
我们来看看，就是在下一类的那样的人，在第13节里。
But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away.
第十三节说，那些在磐石上的，就是人听到欢喜领受，但没有根，不过暂时相信，以及遇见试探，就退后了。There
are several things to notice about this person.
因为我们关于这样的人呢，我们知道几件事情。It
seemed to have an immediate response, but no continuing results.
所以呢，看起来呢，他是马上做出了回应，但是呢，没有继续的结果。In
your mind, you might think the seed fall on a rock and the rock is exposed, but this is not the way we understand this.
因为就是说，你的大脑去想呢，就好像是一个种子落在磐石上，然后暴露在外面。我们这不是我们应该要去思考的方式。We
understand the rock as rocky soil, shallow soil with very little soil below the surface.
所以我们理解的这个磐石呢，其实上是一个非常多的石头的一个土壤，就是因为那个土壤呢，它非常的浅。The
seed springs up right away, and it seems as though it has a great potential, but it comes to nothing.
那个种子落在上面呢，看起来呢潜力很大，但是却没有什么结果。They
hear the word, but they respond to the word in a very shallow way.
他们听到了道，然后呢，他们对那个道的海。
Roy, are we having a bad connection?
Can you hear me? I think you're okay.
Okay, you're broken up a bit. Am I okay?
Sorry, Joe, just wait a minute because this computer is logged off. You give me 5 minutes.
Okay. Sure.
Can you hear us now, Joe?
Yes, I can, loud and clear.
I'm sorry, this is not usually to happen because this is a computer just locked off automatically.
Okay. Are we good to go?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So let's, in verse 13, on the rock are those who receive the word immediately, but then fall away.
所以这个里面呢，我们回到第十三节，就是说是那些呢，就是说是落在磐上，就是那些人听了道以后呢，他们马上反应，但是就没有进一步的跟进。
I suggest for you that these are not true believers.
我建议呢，这些人呢，他不是真的信徒。
Notice at the end of verse 13 that have no root, they believe for a while, and in time of temptation they fall away.
所以呢，你要注意到，在第十三节的时候呢，这些人呢，就是听得到欢喜铃声，他心中没有根，不过暂时相信，以及遇见试探就退后了。
I believe the key to understanding this aspect is they have no root.
所以呢，我相信呢，这个关键的理解这一点的是呢，他们没有根。
Do you remember in our previous study that to walk in Christ, rooted and built up in Him?
你记得我们上一场学习里所说的呢，就是说是你要相接受基督，然后扎根在里面，并且建造，然后呢就是坚定信心。
This shallow soil produces no root and consequently comes to destruction very soon.
所以呢，因为这个浅的土壤呢，它没有根扎下去，那么很快的呢，它就会毁灭了。
You know what causes them to fall away at the end of verse 13 is temptation.
所以你认为是什么让他们成为这样的呢？那么在第十三节里告诉我们，是他们碰见了试探。
Maybe you've met people like that. They say they're Christians, they make a profession of faith, but very soon afterwards they fall away because it wasn't real.
也许呢，你碰到个这样的人，他们呢宣称他们自己是基督徒，但是呢，他们呢就是因为没有根，所以很快呢，他们就那个退后了。
Let's move on to verse 14.
我们来一个看看第十四节。
Another type of soil or another type of person.
另外一类的土壤，或者另一类的人。
Now, the ones that fell among the thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity.
第十四节说呢，那落在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，走开以后，被今生的思虑、钱财、厌恶窒息了，便结不出成熟的籽粒来。
We will notice that there's some evidence that the seed never really gets into the heart or into the ground.
所以呢，我们呢也注意到呢，那里有些证据证明呢，就是那个种子永远没有进入那些人的内心，或者说没有进入土壤。
In verse 12, it talks about those who are by the wayside.
所以第十二节谈到那些呢，在路旁的。
And verse 13, those on the rock.
所以呢，十三节呢说那些呢，就是自己是磐石的。
And in verse 14, among the thorns.
第十四节说呢，那在荆棘里的。
Nothing has gotten into the good ground yet.
所以呢，现在到目前为止，还没任何的东西进入土壤里。
So what I'm suggesting is that these three types of soils represent three people, and none of them are real Christians.
因为我建议呢，这三种类型的人呢，他们呢，其中没有一类的是真的基督徒。
The first one in verse 12 is very obvious. The seed is taken away and they don't believe. That's obvious.
在第十二节里非常明显，他们心里的道呢被夺去了，所以他们没有信，这是非常明显的。
The one on the rock seems to be a Christian for a while, but then when they have very difficult times, they go away, they fall away.
这个里面的在岩石、在磐石上的那些呢，看起来啊像是基督徒，但是稍后呢，他们就离开了。
And the ones that fell among the thorns are those. It seemed to take root, but then it gets choked out by something.
因为这些呢，就是落在荆棘里面呢，看起来好像是生根了，但是呢，他们被一些东西给窒息了。
And the things that choke it out are cares, riches, and pleasures of life.
所以呢，窒息他们的是那些今生的私欲、钱财、厌乐。
The key to understanding this is the last part of verse 14.
所以呢，关键的你要理解这一点的是在14节的后面的一部分。
There's no fruit ever brought maturity in that person's life.
所以呢，在这个人的那个人生里呢，没有结出果子来。
So we know that Christians are known by how they live, how they consistently live, and what type of fruit, spiritual fruit they produce in their life.
因为我们知道呢，基督徒呢，他们被熟悉、被认知呢，是怎样，他们怎样去活，怎样去，活出他们的人生，在他们的人生里结出了怎样的属灵的果子。
It's possible you've met someone like I have, and they claim to be a Christian, but there's no evidence.
因为这是有可能的，就像呢，我碰到过的，你们可能也碰到过。他们说他们是基督徒，但是呢，在他人生里没有任何的证据。
If you were trying to think of what to look for if a person is a real Christian or not, what would you look for?
如果你想去寻找一个人呢，他到底是基督徒呢，还是真基督徒，还是假基督徒呢？你会寻找什么？
So you might say, well, I'd ask them, are you a Christian? And they would say, oh, yes, I'm a Christian.
你说好吧，我问了他，你是基督徒吗？他们说，哦，对对对，我是基督徒。
You go, oh, do you go to a fellowship anywhere?
所以你说，哦，那你在有任何的地方，你有堂区吗？
No, I don't believe in church. I don't go to church anywhere.
他说，哦，不，我不相信教会，我不去任何地方的教会。
Well, do you read your Bible?
那么你读圣经吗？
No, I believe the Bible was just written by men. I try to read it, but it didn't make any sense to me.
你说，哦，不，我不读圣经，我认为因为圣经是人写的，就是读的时候呢，没有任何的道理。
Well, what kind of evidence do you have that you're a Christian? Oh, I say I'm a Christian. That's good enough for me.
所以他说呢，那么说呢，你说你是基督徒，你有任何的证据吗？他说，哦，我说我是基督徒，这就足够了。
But this person is known to not be a good person. They are known to lie or cheat or steal or something, because they're so worried about money and houses and all of that, they don't have time to be a Christian.
因为这些人呢，他们并不是说是我们认知里的好人，他们呢经常撒谎、欺骗，去做很多坏事。因为在他的人生里呢，他们被那些金钱呐、房子啊，这全是他们思考的。说那我就没有时间去做基督徒了。
They say they're Christian, however, they're so concerned with the stock market or with going on long vacations or how to have fun that they don't have time to be a Christian.
他们说他们是基督徒，但是他们更感兴趣的呢是股票、赌个场、或者说呢找点乐子。他们说呢我没有时间做基督徒。
And consequently, they have no evidence in their life that they're saved.
结果是呢，在他们的人生里呢，没有任何证据证明他们是基督徒。
Let's go to verse 15.
我们来到第15节。
Now it says, the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience.
第15节说，那在好土地里的，就是人听了道，持守在诚实良善的心里，并且忍耐着结果。
The good ground is the only part of the parable that we read that the person keeps it and that they bear fruit.
所以呢，这个里面呢，在这个比喻里面，我们读到的好土地呢，就是仅仅只是那些人呢，听了道，并且持守在诚实良善的心里，并且结果子。
Remember, it is by the wayside, it is on the rock, and it is among the thorns.
要记住呢，那些呢是在路旁，在岩石上面，或者在荆棘里。
But the good ground are those who keep it and bear fruit with patience.
另外呢，就是说，但是呢，好土壤呢，就是那些呢，就是保守在里面，并且呢，忍耐着结果。So
let's see if we can make some application to this.
所以我们来看看，我们能不能把这些呢做一些应用。What
type of soil is my heart?
所以我的内心是什么样的土壤？
Am I hard-hearted? Am I quick to judge others? Do I cherish the word of God or not?
因为我的内心呢，是不是那个坚硬呢？我是不是很快的去论断别人呢？我是不是对神的话呢，感到非常的珍贵了？
Are you easily distracted when it comes to the things of God?
当你来到那个神的事情里面的时候呢，你是不是很容易被分神呢？
Do you have a hunger for the things of God, or do you only tolerate the things of God?
因为这个里面呢，就是说你对神的事情呢，是不是有那种饥渴的愿望呢？还是你仅仅只是说去忍受着神的事情呢？
Has the truth of God's word penetrated your heart, and are you bearing fruit for the Savior today?
所以呢，就是说是那个神的道，就是这样的种子，是不是在你的内心呢？你今天呢，有没有呢为救主结果子呢？
The shallow soil, the rocky soil, is a person who starts off really good, really loud. Really excited.
现在就是说这个浅的那个土壤，就是那个岩石呢。其实这些那些人呢，他们呢信的时候呢，感到了非常的大声的，非常的兴奋的信了。There's
joy, there's excitement, and you think this is the real thing.
所以呢，他们那里有欢乐呢，有兴奋呢，你认为他这是一个真的。
This person may want to give their testimony. They may want to get baptized. They want to somehow expose themselves that they really are excited about Christ.
这个里面这些人呢，他们呢就是想去到处做见证，他们想呢受洗，他们呢也想呢就是说是让所有人知道他们对基督感到非常的兴奋。
Let me remind you in the parable, they have no root.
所以呢，我提醒大家，在这个比喻里面，他们没有根。
It would appear that they have something, but in time of temptation they fall away.
所以呢，看起来他们好像有点什么东西，那么在试探来了以后呢，他们就退后了。
Let me remind you that in the gospel, I think it's Matthew chapter 7, that Jesus was confronted with people who said, "We know you, we've done all these wonderful things in your name."
因为这个里面呢，就是大家记得呢，在马太福音第7章里，那些主耶稣基督碰到一些人，他们说呢，我们认识你，我们奉您的名呢，做了好多奇妙的事情。
You know what Jesus said to those people?
你知道主耶稣基督对那些人说的什么吗？
I don't know you.
我不认识你们。
I never knew you. You were not ever my disciple. I never knew you.
他说：“我从来都不认识你们从来呢都不是我的门徒，我从来都不认识你们。
Yet they had great testimony. They had wonderful expressions of all the things that they had done for the Lord, only to hear, "I don't know you. You're not one of my disciples."
所以呢，是的，他们呢做了很多伟大的事情呢，他们可以表达出来他们所做的很多的事情。但尽管如此，主耶稣基督对他们说呢：“我不认识你们，你们从来都不是我的门徒，
No roots,
没有根，
no Christ.
没有基督。
They were not rooted in Christ.
他们并没有在基督里生根。”
And then among the thorns, I have met people, honestly, many of them seem to be Christians, but success in business and finances seem to distract them, and they never went on for the Lord.
因为这个呢，就是在荆棘里面的，我碰到过这样的人，你们也许呢也碰到这样的人。他们说他们是基督徒，但是他们呢，在那个生意上，在那个就是金融市场里面，他们更感兴趣，更感兴趣，说是这些东西呢，更让他们分心，所以他们从来没有在主里继续下去。
This should be a warning to all of us.
这个应该对我们所有人都是个警示。
To get so involved in cares and riches and pleasures that we neglect the things of God should be a real warning flag to all of us.
因为这个里面呢，就是说是呢，太过的去私利，今生的私利、钱财、宴乐，而且呢，就是忽略了那个，就是说是基督，这对我们来说都是一面大大的警告我们的旗帜。
Let me be clear here. I don't want to confuse you. The real Christian, the person who's really been born again, remember, they cannot be unborn.
你这个里面呢，就是说我要不想把大家搞混淆了，我要就是说，提醒大家强调，就是说是那些真正的基督徒呢，他永远不可能就是说是没有出生。
Okay, if they are saved, they cannot be unsaved. They cannot lose God's salvation.
如果他们得救呢，他们呢永远不可能呢没有得救，他们不可能失去神赐给他们的救恩。
But please listen to me. They can lose the rewards that God wants to give them.
Amen.
请你们呢仔细听我说，但是呢，他们呢会失去在那个审判日得的奖赏。
they can lose the blessing of walking with the Lord.
他们呢会失去与主同行所得到的福气。
Maybe even a Christian gets so involved, entangled with the affairs of this life that he forgets the Lord.
所以呢，有可能这些基督徒呢，他们呢太虔诚，并且被这个世界的事情太缠绕了，他们忘记了主。
One of Paul's close friends by the name of Demas has a terrible testimony.
所以呢，使徒保罗的一个最亲近的朋友，他被称之为Demas的呢，他呢是做了一个很可怕的见证。If
Demas was, and I believe he was, a true Christian, it's a terrible testimony. He said, Paul said, Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world.
所以呢，迪马斯呢，他如果是个基督徒，那他有可能是个基督徒。那么说，他做了一个非常可怕的见证。那个就是使徒保罗说呢，这个迪马斯呢，非常爱这个世界，他离弃了我。We
can never know. Only God knows who the real Christians are.
我们永远不可能知道，只有神知道谁才是真正的基督徒。But
the real Christians will remain Christians, and the pretenders who have never been a Christian will never be a Christian as long as they continue that way.
所以呢，但是这真正的基督徒呢，他们呢，在就是基督徒里，他会一直的持续下去，他不会像那些从来没有成为过基督徒的那些人那样，就是永远不在基督里面。We
have to be so careful and so faithful by the grace of God that we have a good testimony and not cause other people to question our salvation.
所以这个里面，我们必须非常仔细的、小心，我们必须非常注意，在我们的人生里呢，我们永远不要那个去做那些事情，让其他的人对我们的救恩有疑问。It
is a disgrace for a Christian to have a terrible testimony. For it reflects on the character and the grace of God, not just us.
所以这个呢是一个非常不好的事情。作为一个基督徒呢，他呢本来呢他应该是反映出神的恩典的，但是却做了坏的见证。Perhaps
you've heard or maybe thought sometime, someone might say, if that person is a Christian, I don't want to be one.
所以呢，你有没有听到过这样的？有些人呢，他有可能这样说：如果这个人是基督徒，我永远不想成为基督徒。
And the story behind that is, this person claims to be a Christian, but they have such a terrible testimony, nobody wants to believe it, and nobody wants to be a Christian like that.
因为这个里面呢，就是这个故事的后面呢，这些人呢说他是个基督徒，但是他们却做了可怕的见证，因为他们这样可怕的见证，没有人因为他是这样的人，所以他们想成为基督徒。Let's
talk about verse 15 now.
我们来看看第15节。These
are the real deal Christians. These are the true believers.
所以这是真正的基督徒，这是真基督徒。
They're not perfect, but they repent when they sin. They confess it to God. They get off their knees and they move on.
所以他们呢，并不是说是完美的，他们也是做错事儿，但是他们在神面前马上认罪，然后呢就放下这些，继续前行。
They're not ashamed of the Lord Jesus.
所以他们呢，并不是说是那些在主耶稣基督一样的。
This is verified in the next two verses.
所以这个里面呢，就是在下面呢，这经文里证实了。Verse
16.
第16节.
No one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand, and those who enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light.
第16节说呢，就是没有人点灯用器皿盖上，会放在床底下，而是放在灯台上，叫进来的人看见亮光。因为隐秘的事没有不显出来的，隐藏的事没有不露出来，被人知道的。The
purpose of a light is so that you can see, and that others can see, and that we use the light as a means to walk and live and operate.
所以这个里面呢，就是光的亮光的意义呢，就是为了让别人看见。我们用光的原因呢，就是走路，或者说是生活，或者说是去操作一些东西。
If it was a dark night and someone gave you a flashlight and you said, I think I'll just put it in my pocket. I don't think I'll use it.
所以如果在一个非常黑暗的黑夜，有些人呢，有人呢给你一个手电筒，你说我不会用手电筒，我只是放在口袋里。
That would be very foolish.
这个就非常的愚蠢。
If it's a dark night and you need some light and somebody gives you some light, you use it.
如果是一个黑暗的夜晚呢，你需要亮光的话呢，有人给了你一个亮光，那你就用它。In
Bible times, they had a lamp, and the lamp was for light. Why would they cover the lamp? No, that's no reason to cover the lamp.
所以在圣经那个时代呢，他们有一个灯，他们用灯。那么说呢，如果这个灯点亮了以后呢，你就使用它，没有任何的道理，你就把它盖起来。The
verses just prior talked about the cares and riches and pleasures of this life.
所以这句经文呢，也是谈到了私利、钱财和宴乐。
Why would you let the cares and riches and pleasures of this life cover the light, the Lord Himself, in your life? Why would you want to cover that? Don't you want people to see that?
为什么呢？你要被今生的私利、钱财、宴乐去盖住基督呢？如果基督是你人生的那个亮光，你为什么不让别人看见你身上这个亮光？你为什么要把它盖起来呢？
You set the light out in the middle of the room where it can burn bright, where people can see it, where it can be effective. You don't hide the light.
因为你在房子的中间呢，把个灯呢点亮以后呢，那么说呢，当人走进那个房间时候，他们能够看见，让人能够使用这个亮光。你没有任何的意义，把这个亮光那个把这个灯给盖上。
Jesus is the light of the world, and if you're a believer, he has come into your life. You don't want to cover that up. You want to let that light shine so others can see.
所以主耶稣基督是这个世界的光，他进到你里面以后呢，你想让其他的人呢看见你身上的这个亮光，你没有任何的意义。你如果你把它盖起来，把它盖起来，不让其他的人看见，你要让其他的人看见基督在你里面的亮光。
One day, there's a day coming when everything that was done in secret, everything that nobody else saw is going to be open and available, and everybody's going to see it.
所以呢，有一天，那一天呢，很快就会来到。所有的人呢，他们在隐秘的地方，在私下里做的一些事情呢，都会被显露出来。显露出来呢，就是每个人，所有的人呢，都能看见你在暗地里所做的那些事儿。
I'm going to encourage you, have no secrets before the Lord. Nothing in secret. Nothing you don't want anybody else to see.
所以呢，我要鼓励你们，你们在主面前，在主里呢，不要有任何的秘密，在你人生里不要有任何的你不想别人知道的秘密。
The Christian should be open and honest. And the light should shine on him in any aspect of his life, and he was not ashamed.
所以呢，就是基督徒呢，他应该呢，开放，他应该诚实。那么说呢，在你人生里的基督，在你的亮光呢，要让它显露出来。在你人生里，应该没有任何让你感到羞愧的事情。
Again, I refer you to verse 18, which is the key to the parable.
所以呢，再一次呢，我推荐第十八节。第十八节呢是那个这整个的比喻的关键。
Now, remember the key is how do you hear the word of God?
所以记住这个关键呢，是你怎样去听神的道。
Be careful you don't dismiss it or belittle it or excuse what you hear.
所以呢，就是要就是说是非常小心，你不要去说是失掉，或者不要去小看，不要去就是说是把神的话呢，不当回事儿。
The way you hear it and the way you receive it. Is going to determine how God judges you.
所以呢，你那个。听到的方式，你接受的方式，这个决定将来神怎么审判你。
Do you ever meet a Christian and he's always excited when you talk to him about the Bible or about somebody getting saved? They're always excited about that. Isn't that nice?
Amen.
所以你有没有碰到这样的人呢？当你跟他谈圣经的时候，或者谈到其他的人得救的时候，他总是非常激动、非常兴奋，这是不是非常好的一件事情呢？
It would appear that if you don't have an excitement or enthusiasm about the Word of God or the work of God, you're going to be judged according to that.
所以呢，这个看起来呢，如果你对神的事情、神的工作不感到兴奋，你没有热情的话呢，你将来呢就是要为这个事情呢被审判的。
Notice the end of verse 18, and then I'll be through.
所以呢，再看看那个第十八节，然后我们就通过了。
Even what he seems to have will be taken from him.
你凡有的，还要加给他。
The one on the rock, he seemed to have something, didn't he?
所以那个在岩石上面的，他看起来好像有点什么东西，是不是？
The one that fell among the thorns, the one that fell among the thorns, he seemed to have something.
因为那个在荆棘里面的，也看起来他好像有点什么。
But he didn't have anything, and what he seemed to have was taken away from him.
但是呢，他们呢，就是说是看起来有什么东西，但实际上没有，所以呢，他们看起来的有的也要夺去。
Let's make sure that we understand that when you're saved, it's forever.
Amen.
所以让我们理解一点，就是当你得救以后呢，你就永远得救了。
Peter denied the Lord three times one night.
一晚上, 彼得不认主三次。
Did Peter lose his salvation?
彼得失去了他的救恩吗?
No.
没有。
Peter lost his testimony.
因为彼得呢, 做了他的见证。
Peter lost his courage.
所以彼得失去了他的勇气。
But he didn't lose his salvation.
但他没有失去他的救恩。
And when you read the scriptures, he went out that same night and wept bitterly because he realized what he had done.
因为当你去读圣经的时候，你发现呢，在这天晚上呢，他出去呢，放声大哭， 因为他意识到他所做的错事。
You want to see grace upon grace? Think about this. On resurrection ground, Jesus said, tell my disciples, I'll meet them in Galilee. And then he says, and tell Peter also.
因为如果你想知道恩上加恩的事情，你记得当主耶稣基督呢复活以后，他说呢就告诉我的门徒们呢，要在加利利跟我会面，然后他说呢，你也要告诉彼得。
Peter was the only one by name mentioned that day.
所以呢，彼得是那一天呢唯一的一个提到名字的人。
We might say, well, why was Peter the only one named?
因为就是为什么只有彼得的他的名字被提到了呢？
Because Peter would think in his mind and in his heart, the Lord would have never have anything to do with me again.
所以呢，因为呢，在彼得他内心里，他就想呢，就是说这主呢，可能永远不会再想。
Not after what I did, he would never want to see me again.
所以呢，就是因为我所做的事情呢，他可能永远不想看到我了。Tell
Peter, make sure Peter knows I want to see him.
所以呢，就告诉彼得，要确保彼得知道我想见他。The
grace of God keeps us, dear believers.
所以呢，神的恩典呢，就是保守我们，亲爱的信徒们。Just
make sure you're not playing games or playing church, but that you are rooted in Christ.
就是要确保呢，就说是你不要。 玩弄游戏，不要玩弄教会，要确保你在基督里扎根。Earl,
I'm going to ask you if you would have any comments or close in prayer.
现在他请海尔如果有任何的看法，或者说呢，做一个结束的祷告。Amen.
Let's pray.
谢谢 Amen. 我们来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful for this parable.
主啊，我们感谢这些比喻。
It tells us a lot about the love of our Savior.
它告诉我们很多关于我们救主的爱。
It tells us a lot about ourselves, Lord.
主啊，也讲了很多关于我们自己。
And we're thankful that Peter got the special invitation.
我们非常感恩的是彼得接受了特别的邀请。
And we're thankful that we got a special invitation. Many of us, Lord, would be afraid to go.
所以呢，我们很多人呢，就是很害怕往前走。And
so we thank you for all your kindness to us. We want to thank you for today.
所以呢，我们感谢您对我们所有的慈爱，我们要感谢今天感谢您。We
thank you that you sent Joe.
我们感谢您呢，您差来救。
We pray that you'll bless him, and he's just about to have supper, Lord, so we pray that you'll bless the supper too.
所以呢，我们祷告，求您赐福给他，他马上要吃晚餐了，求您赐福他们的晚餐。
So we give thanks for all your goodness, we give thanks in Jesus' name, Amen.
我们为您所有的美善献上感恩，我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名，Amen.
Amen. Amen.